Voices across Michigan, from Governor Rick Snyder's to thousands of ordinary citizens, are calling for improvements to the state's transportation infrastructure. One Lansing-based policy organization, Transportation for Michigan, is promoting that discussion. Transform, as it's called, is actually a coalition of diverse groups focusing on funding, as well as on projects that often involve non-motorized transportation. Current State Welcomes Transform's coordinator, Catherine Gray. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, thank you.
You told me in a recent conversation that transportation in Michigan is not working. What's not working?
Well, I think, you know, transportation in Michigan has a long way to go. One, obviously, right now, roads and bridges is a big piece. We know that the current infrastructure is not cannot be maintained with the current revenue dollars. But I think there's a bigger discussion there, which is, you know, we have to plan for the future. And even right now, we have young people leaving the state. We have seniors who can't drive. And we don't have alternative modes of transportation for them. And we've got to figure that out. So, you know, I think to a certain extent, it's working for certain parts of the population. But as we may talk about, residents don't feel it's working completely.
You alluded to funding, though, but funding is a huge, huge piece of this puzzle. Where the money is going to come from to maintain roads and bridges. Where is the future? Does your group take a position as to where the future of important funding should come from?
Well, I think we all know that we've got to come up with funding somewhere. The governor said in his budget proposal that he wanted to raise an additional $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
Currently, the legislature is, you know, discussing whether this would come from a gas tax, a wholesale tax, sales tax.
Fee hikes.
Yep, registration fees. There's all sorts of different options. And right now, the legislature, if you talk to a legislator, they're going to say, we all know that we need more money. The question is how we get it. So I don't think one has come to the surface within the legislature. But our group definitely knows
how big a concern is that, though, since it is so dependent on revenue.
It's a big concern. You know, we need to, as citizens, really tell our elected officials, we need you to figure this out. We need you to come to a compromise on what funding might look like, because we can't afford to wait anymore. And Director Steitel from MDOT said that. We can't afford to wait until next year's budget cycle to figure out where transportation funding revenues come from. We've got to figure it out. We've got to ante up and figure out, are there cuts that can be made, or do we just, you know, figure out a fee or a tax to make this happen?
Does someone in your organization, is there a consensus view in your organization as to how the public feels about how to come up with $1 billion for transportation?
Well, when we did our community forums last summer, you know, a lot of legislators will say, I have my town hall meetings and people don't want to raise taxes. They don't want to do that. But, you know, we had 18 community forums where we had almost 500 people in attendance, and they're saying we're willing to pay because we want alternative modes of transportation. And so I think several of our organizations have talked about the various proposals, whether it's a sales tax or a registration fee. I think there's concerns with all of them, but there's also a great pros to all of them, and that's where we've got to come to a compromise on it.
Okay. Who are some of the key members of your coalition?
Some of our key members are the Michigan Environmental Council, the Michigan Municipal League, Transportation Riders United, Michigan Suburbs Alliance. We've got disability advocate groups, some faith-based organizations. So we've got some key members, as well as the Michigan Chamber.
Is your group then more involved in the funding discussion, or are you more involved in non-motorized transportation issues?
I would say at this point, one of our current priorities is the funding discussion, because that affects non-motorized. And that, you know, if we don't get the funding right, there will not be funding for non-motorized. So we've kind of got to make sure we do that first, and then we can start working on the non-motorized piece. But we do work on complete streets and making sure that happens.
You alluded a minute ago to these 18 forums that you conducted across the state of Michigan last summer, where you asked what Michigan citizens want in the way of transportation. Was the major takeaway then what you mentioned just a minute ago? Was it the fact that the public is more willing to spend tax and fee dollars on improving transportation than might be perceived?
Yeah.
There is a greater willingness amongst the public to actually ante up and improve transportation.
Correct. Yeah, I think that, you know, we found if you go to, we have a report online and it shows, you know, current MDOT budget spending 90% on roads and bridges, which they have to constitutionally by Public Act 51, but residents are saying we want more of our budget to be spent on rail, buses, bike paths, those things that are considered non-motorized or public transportation options. And they're willing to talk about ways that we can do this, whether it's local transportation options, public millages, things like that in their own local communities as well, if the state won't ante up. But it's important that the state work as well.
What is the mandate of Public Act 51? It assigns a number to how many transportation tax dollars go to roads and bridges?
It doesn't assign a specific number, but there's a funding formula, just like any other department, and that funding formula allocates a certain percentage to roads and bridges. And within our formula, about it, that comes out to about roughly 90% that is working on maintaining or updating, reconstructing our current roads and bridges system. So that leaves little left for public transportation options. Non-motorized, so our trails and things like that, are about 1% of the total budget.
So does that those ratios need to be changed in your view?
Yeah, we, you know, as a coalition, we're working on that. We do believe that the funding formula has to change, but we also want to make sure that we get funding revenues up. So, you know, there are some organizations who feel like we need this funding formula changed now. Some are willing to wait maybe till next year so that we can at least get funding revenues up and then talk about how can we reallocate this budget.
So do you pick up a divide somewhere between the legislature and the public or between agencies like MDOT and the public? Is there a disconnect there?
I think MDOT is very aware of how the public feels. You know, Director Steitel has done several presentations where, you know, he's talking about exactly what the residents are saying. I think the legislators don't want to be the ones to raise taxes. And I think it is a very tough position for them to be in. You know, we've got this huge deficit in gap in our transportation system, and they've got to figure out a way to do it. And, you know, really, there are going to be some of their constituents who don't want it. There are going to be some of their constituents who want it. And it's one of those really tough decisions that they're going to have to make. But in the end, I think everybody knows we need it.
We're talking with Catherine Gray, who's the coordinator of TRANSFORM, which is an acronym for Transportation for Michigan. That is a coalition of groups that is participating in the discussion here in the state over transportation infrastructure, how to pay for it, what should matter. Where is the future, Catherine, in terms of non-motorized transportation? Where's the biggest bang for the buck when it comes to non-motorized?
Well, I think the biggest bang for the buck is trails, bike paths, those types of things. As I said, we've got youth that are leaving the state of Michigan to go to places where these amenities are happening. They're present in everyday life, urban core cities, and we've got to make sure that we have these options available. So, you know, non-motorized has got to be at the forefront of people's minds, especially for seniors. Seniors are not going to be able to drive. You know, I think about that with my parents. Are they living in a community where, you know, I don't have to go to them every single day to take them to their medical appointments, take them to their grocery stores, because they have a walkable, accessible community with non-motorized infrastructure there.
Are there communities in Michigan that are really good examples of where non-motorized options are really taking shape and really taking off?
I think there are several communities who are working towards it. You know, Traverse City is a great place where the walkability is great. They've got this huge grand vision that they're working on because they know it's important. You know, they've got different groups, economic groups, all types of groups working on this. You know, Grand Rapids, they're becoming much more of a walkable community, and it's helping their downtown life, their economic life. It's bringing businesses in, and it's bringing conferences in, and it's especially important in Michigan where our tourist is at. I mean, people, how to come here from a different state and then realize, oh, I've got to drive everywhere.
Uh-huh. Remind our listeners what the Complete Streets initiative is and how that fits into this discussion.
Yeah, Complete Streets is really a way that we design our communities in such that it's accessible for all users. So we have, you know, sidewalks that are accessible. We have students that can use the transportation network, young kids, seniors, youth, and it might include bike paths. It might include specific truck routes so that the truckers are not on the same thoroughfare that people should be walking. You see that a lot in the Detroit area. You know, you've got these big 8 Mile or Gratiot or Woodward where you've got a lot of heavy traffic, but it's also the main place where people walk, and that's not safe. So we've got to figure out, you know, how can we make our streets complete, in essence?
Right. Accessible and usable by more than just motorized transportation.
Correct.
That is the heart of it. Okay. Transportation for Michigan, or Transform, is a grant-funded coalition. Who provided the grants?
We have different grants provided by Kresge, Ford, and Mott.
Okay. And how long are you funded for?
We're funded for a three-year time span, and then we'll look at other grant options after that.
There was one thing from the news this morning that I wanted to run by you when I knew we were going to have this conversation. Out of Ypsilanti Township, a proposal for a $919 million elevated rail system is among the ideas for reusing the site of a former GM plant in Ypsilanti Township. Justin Sutton with the Interstate Traveler Company. Are you familiar with them by any chance?
I am not.
Okay. Justin Sutton, Interstate Traveler Company, says he wants to use the former Willow Run powertrain plant to build components and rail cars. The proposal would connect Willow Run Airport to the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. This is obviously not non-motorized transportation, but is this the kind of thing that's on your radar too?
Yeah, I mean, high-speed rail is really important, and we heard that from our community forums too. People want rail because, you know, how great is it to be able to travel an hour and a half, 3 hours on a train when you can work, you can read, you can listen to music, and not drive? And that gets people off the roads. You know, Michigan is looking at high-speed rail options, you know, between Detroit and Chicago. We've got some corridors, and we have the manufacturing base to really, you know, design some of these high-speed rail components as well.
Are you encouraged by the this discussion involving rail in Southeast Michigan? That seems to be moving along.
Yes, you know, the M1 rail corridor,
yeah.
Woodward Ave, all of those, they're having a lot of public meetings right now, and I think that if you look into the future, you look at New York, look at Chicago, they've got these, whether it's bus rapid transit, high-speed rail, they've got these pieces of infrastructure, and they're appealing to people. And we need to figure out how are we going to make that happen in Detroit.
Catherine Gray is coordinator for the Lansing-based policy organization Transportation for Michigan, promoting the discussion over funding for transportation and non-motorized transportation as well. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.